Playwright Heidi Cray has a lot to celebrate these days. This weekend marks the end of the 2-week run of Dirt, her most recent production. Without giving too much away, it's the story of a flashy new medical company that makes a product promising health and long life for its Boise clients. The avant-garde show is funny and dark, and is the culmination of an idea Cray's been working on for years. But although her name is at the top of the billing for Dirt, the young playwright is quick to share the spotlight with her collaborators at Boise's homegrown theater.
It was so much that changed when other writers came in to the process, and when the director came in, when the other actors came in, when the designers came in. It changes, and I think that's really the beautiful part about theater.
Cray seems to be constantly in motion, juggling multiple projects at a time. Besides crafting new work, she's helping to bring up the next generation of Boise theater stars.
I am really awkward with movement, so we're going to keep on that. We've been doing some great work.
As much as she loves doing theater, Cray has an equal love of teaching it. She works with teens at Boise Contemporary Theater's after-school program, guiding them as they write, produce, and perform their own original play in just a matter of weeks.
I get a lot out of teaching as an artist. It really teaches me to focus and simplify and clarify what I'm doing and my process just by sharing it. And kids, students, young artists can be a strong meter for what's false or authentic.
Cray says she's impressed by their passion and work ethic, and it inspires her to keep honing her craft. To do that, she has to write a lot. Every day, Cray does writing exercises. She'll set a timer and open up a notebook, and then she lets her mind loose on the blank page. Some days she writes a poem, a scene for a play she's working on, or self-reflections on her art. Cray says she's learning to be less self-critical as a writer and to trust her gut. She says part of her purpose as an artist is to figure out how to be a better person, and being hypercritical would detract from that. And that growing confidence is gaining her respect in Boise's theater community, as more of her work is put out in the world for critique.
Unlike a lot of writers, she's not hypersensitive, and I mean, she doesn't get defensive about it. She really takes it seriously. I think that helps her grow.
That's Boise State Theater professor Michael Baltzell. He taught Cray and has watched her evolve as an artist. He says her versatility as a writer and teacher will help give her staying power. But when asked whether she should stay in Boise, Baltzell does have a gentle suggestion.
Those are decisions that she has to make. My encouragement is always, yeah, go away. This is going to be here. You can come back.
And in August, Cray will be saying goodbye to Boise, at least for a little while. She's been accepted into a master's program in San Francisco, and she'll be splitting time between the two cities.
It's going to be harder, and that's important for me. I need to really hone what I'm doing and how I'm doing it.
Cray's choice to go back to school is a practical one. She says that without her master's, she can't teach at the college level. And there's another reason.
I probably won't have a play professionally produced here unless I do leave and come back. A lot of Boise won't take young artists seriously if they think that they're from here.
Cray's fearless about change. Her dad was in the Navy and her family moved every couple of years. For most of her life, change was the norm.
I feel like I'll always have roots here. I feel like, I mean, if I can be able to do really great, exciting art like I'm doing right now, then it's hard to see leaving.
But she says it's equally hard to see staying in Boise forever. Cray says she's aware of the dangers of standing still too long as an artist, and she's ready for the next challenge. If that means leaving Boise, even if just for a little while, she's okay with that. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.